Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a lower court's bankruptcy plan for Purdue Pharma, the makers of OxyContin opioid painkillers. The plan included a $6 billion payout to communities and people across the country who've sued the company over its role in the opioid epidemic. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports local parents and families are feeling conflicted about the outcome.
Mary Beth Sahaki of Delaware remembers her son Matt as a kind soul.
Even as a little child, he was always very loving and caring. He'd bring home all kinds of stray animals that he found or rescued.
As an adult, Matt owned a mechanic shop. It was there that he suffered a back injury and was prescribed OxyContin for the pain at a local ER. 7 years later, Matt died of an overdose in Florida, where he was staying at a sober living home when he relapsed. Sahaki says she wants Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers held accountable to see money being used to help people suffering from addiction today. But Sahaki says nothing will ever be enough for parents like her.
All the money, all the properties that the Sacklers own, it's not enough. It's not enough to fix the broken families.
Attorneys representing plaintiffs are pledging to continue with lawsuits and possibly a new settlement. Some hope this will lead to harsher penalties for Purdue and the Sacklers. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.